Two wides left, Lutch Manzing at quarterback, Bartley the running back, the snap, they fake it to Bartley, throw left side, caught in the numbers, Kelly, huge hole, the 30, the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Brennan Kelly, there's your breathing room. Kelly with a touchdown on a pitch and catch of 39 yards, and the lead grows for Parkersburg South to 27-13. One on the play clock, there's the snap, it's a low and handoff, Jennings, and he's blasted at the 25-yard line, the ball gets loose, it's scooped up by Cole Middleton, he's going the other way, it's a touchdown for Parkersburg South. Cole Middleton stripped the ball, popped it away, and it was into the end zone before anybody else seemed to notice he was there. It's a defensive touchdown for Parkersburg South, and they cut a 15-point lead in half on a Cole Middleton scoop and score. On second and goal, the snap, they give it to Bartley. Up the middle, has a hole, breaks a tackle. Inside the five, bounces off another man near the goal line, and he's in for a Parkersburg South touchdown. The second of the day from Eli Bartley from 9 yards out. There's the snap, fakes the handoff. Lutch Manzing rolls right, throws to the end zone, has a man, leaping grab, Taj Joyce. Touchdown, Parkersburg South. Taj Joyce, high point of the ball, fought off the defender in the back of the end zone, and has put this game on ice for South. The lead grows to 3 touchdowns. Second 5-touchdown game of the season for Eli Bartley, nearing a career best in rushing yards. We'll try to look that one up if we get a second. Otherwise, it's 5:38 to go in the third quarter, and behind the 5 Bartley rushing scores and a Cole Middleton scoop and score, Parkersburg South is stunning Princeton right now at Ann Honeycutt Stadium, 41-28. Parkersburg South leads the game. They trailed this game 21-6, Randy, and since then, Parkersburg South has outscored Princeton 35-7.
Yeah, this is very impressive on the part of Parkersburg South, and you know they're playing for the game tonight to actually get a home game, hopefully next week at the Erickson All Sports facility, so I'm sure that's spurring them on tonight.
It's senior night at Ann Honeycutt Stadium, and right now, Eli Bartley stealing the show. Wyatt Bartley with a run-up, and he swings the leg and kicks it end over end. Bounces on one hops into Brad Mosser at the 15. The 20, Mosser wrapped up by Cole Middleton on the right sideline at the 27-yard line. First and 10, Tigers. Mosser came into the night needing 105 yards. Receiving to have 1,000 on the season. He's just shy of that, according to Randy's numbers. I see 81. Is that 51?
Jenkins?
Mosser.
Oh, okay, Mosser. That's 51.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if he gets it here on this drive. Mosser all by himself on the left side. Three receivers to the right. Boy, Marvin Howard was about 5 yards offside before he corrected himself. The running back is Daniel Jennings. Man motions to the left side. There's the snap to give Jennings. Nothing up the middle. He'll try to veer to the left, and he is down over the 30 to the 32-yard line. 3 yards off the edge, second and 7, maybe 4, second and 6, they'll say. Right now, Randy, I think Princeton is the team that needs a sustained drive, and they need to hold the ball and take a breath for a second here.
Right, and that's what Parkersburg South needs to do, is to be able to go 3 and out here on them. They need to hold them to 3 and out.
Get Princeton off the field. Three receivers right. The man on the left numbers is Brad Mosser on 2nd and 6. The snap. They fake the handoff. Throw right side. It is through the hands of Wyatt Klein, and the official saying complete pass.
Well, that was close to a lateral.
Sure was. South had been burned on that before. Brendan Kelly jumped in and covered that up pretty quickly. Kelly not often in on defense for Parkersburg South, a Patriot team that's starting to rack up a lot more injuries than what they'd had earlier in the season. 3rd and 6. Two receivers each way. The running back again, Daniel Jennings, off to the left of the junior, Chance Barker. Now he shifts to the right side. 10 on the play clock. There's the snap. Barker looks to throw. Left side. It is deflected away. Great deflection from Devin Forshey. He got a hand in front of the intended receiver, Brad Mosser, and knocked it down. 4th and 6. No flag. Princeton wanted one. And I don't think they should have got one. A great play from Devin Forshey.
Oh, he was right there, Johnny, on the spot. And just as the ball was coming in, he reached his hand up and knocked it down.
So Princeton down 2 scores with 4:43 to go in the third quarter. They face a dilemma here, and it looks like they'll kick this away. Remember, in his second season, Keith Taylor has lost just twice. Once was last year in the state championship game. That's the last time these Martinsburg Bulldogs have lost.
Princeton Tigers.
Or excuse me, the Princeton Tigers. They lost to the Martinsburg Bulldogs. That's the thing. Got ahead of myself. The last time these Princeton Tigers lost was to the Martinsburg Bulldogs in that state championship game to end the 2023 season. But 9 wins in a row to start 2024, looking to cap a 10-0 season. There's the snap back on the punt, and Jace Gum sends this deep. Forshee, returnable from his own 38, left numbers, over the 40, over midfield. Forshee stops, comes back inside, makes a man miss, and loses it out of the back of his arms at the 40-yard line, but it pops out of bounds.
Woo.
Inside the 30 at the 28. That got knocked out from behind from Forshee, and it flew about 5, maybe 10 yards forward, and Parkersburg South is actually going to gain yardage out of this. The ball went out of bounds inside the 30. They'll spot it at the 28-yard line, and a fortuitous break on a couple levels for South. One, that they didn't lose it, and two, that they gained yardage out of it.
Oh, my. I saw the same thing, you know, that happened a couple, 3 weeks ago, and fortunately it went out of bounds, so that was great for Parkersburg South.
Patriots try to grow their lead to 3 scores. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. That's Taj Joyce. South has all 5 offensive scores on the ground from Eli Bartley. He has never had a 6-touchdown game in his career as a running back. Bartley shifts to the left side. There's the snap to Hayes. Play action fake. Hayes stumbles, avoids a sack, and runs into another one. Pressure coming from front from Wyatt Klein. And on the backside, Daniel Jennings dropped him for a loss of 3, 2nd and 13.
You can call that fortuitous that they didn't lose more yardage than what they did.
Hayes has had some trouble in that pocket with footing tonight. He stumbled a couple times trying to step back up in the pocket. Joyce on the right numbers. Kelly the right slot for South. The slot or the receiver on the left side is Devin Forshee. Bartley the running back on 2nd and long. The give is Forshee. It's a Bartley, and he's wrapped up and dropped at the 31-yard line, maybe a gain of 1. 3rd and 12 for Parkersburg South. So the stumble and the sack from Hayes puts South behind schedule. And a run play here on 2nd at least melts some more time off that clock before South does something with it on 3rd down. Inside 3:30 to go in the 3rd quarter. 41-28 Parkersburg South, their biggest lead of the night. They're driving for more. They got it on a short field after a good run back from Devin Forshee. And now from the Princeton 41, it's 3rd and 13, and the Tigers fans making some noise.
Looks like some indecision on the part of the South Patriots, so hopefully they can be able to overcome it here.
3 wides left on 3rd and 13. Hayes takes the snap and then takes the blow from the backside. Wyatt Klein got home and rocked Colin Hayes. A huge sack back at the 38-yard line. Blind side hit.
Wow. That was a tremendous hit by Princeton. And gee-money Christmas.
Unabated to the quarterback.
Woo! I haven't seen a hit that severe quite some time.
Somebody either missed Wyatt Klein or was unable to do anything with him. So South will drop Devin Forshee back to punt. He stands at midfield. Brad Mosser inside his own 10. 2:20 left in the quarter. South leads it by 13. The snap, the kick is away. Mosser calls fair catch. Lost it. It's off his hands. Scooped up by Derek Sandy. South recovers it at the 8-yard line. 1st and goal South. Derek Sandy recovered it. I don't know if it was lost in the lights or if he just took his eyes off it, but Brad Mosser just dropped it.
Wow. What a turnaround of events for Parkersburg South.
The Patriots get a gift on a drive that stalled out in Princeton territory after a good stop on defense and a punt return from Devin Forshee. South was kicking it back to Princeton, and the reliable Brad Mosser dropped the ball inside the 10-yard line. Sandy recovered. The Patriots are 2:08 left in the third, have a 1st and goal from the Princeton 8. Bartley in the backfield takes a snap. Inside handoff, a little trickery. Here comes Diedrich Riggs inside, and he has stood up at the 6-yard line. Gain of 2 on the Diedrich Riggs carry. That's a single wing play right there. Second and goal, and now the down Princeton Tiger as Landon Moore struggling to get off the field. So they attend to him, a right leg issue. We'll take a break with 1:52 left in our third quarter. Parkersburg South leads at 41-28. And off of the turnover, driving for another score back in 30 on V96.9. It's second and goal from the Princeton 7-yard line. It's a two-back set for Parkersburg South, leading 41-28 with 1:58 to go in the third quarter. There's the give, Bartley, nothing up the middle. Around the right edge, Bartley into the end zone for the sixth time tonight. And Eli Bartley has put Parkersburg South up by three scores late in the third quarter against an unbeaten Princeton ball club.
Wow, what a play by Bartley. It looked like he was going to go off of right tackle. There wasn't anything there, so he went to the outside, had a couple of men on the pursuit, but he was able to make it into the end zone, and it looks like we've got another Princeton player down.
Yeah, they noticed that right at the end of the play. There's another Princeton player with a leg issue, so the athletic trainer has come out to attend to him. And Eli Bartley with a 6-touchdown game tonight, all of them on the ground. This one from 2 yards out, and Parkersburg South has a 19-point lead in this game. They've had two extra points blocked, one missed, and they've gone for two-point tries twice and converted, both on Eli Bartley runs. Bartley is just loading this team up on his back tonight, Randy.
Yes, he is. Right now he has 23 carries for 235 yards.
This is also the third touchdown that South has scored, either directly from a takeaway or after a takeaway. On the far side of the field, the smoke hangs in the air from the Patriots' musket. And their work still continues on the injured Princeton player with 1:46 to go in the third quarter. This game is getting some attention around the state, I'm sure.
Oh, no, definitely.
Major implications on the playoff field in both Class AAA and Class Quad A as Parkersburg South comes in at number 8 in Class Quad A. A win tonight would do a lot to get them that home game in the postseason. Princeton was hoping with a win tonight, maybe some help, they could lock up the number 1 spot and stay here at Honeycutt Stadium throughout the postseason. But this night has just not gone their way from about the second quarter on.
Eric, we've been talking about on the way down here about the fact that it just didn't seem like things were kind of synchronizing for Parkersburg South the past two games, but I tell you what, tonight they have just turned it around.
This is without question the best we've seen Parkersburg South look over an entire game all season long, and that is even with falling behind 21-6 early in this game. The Patriots didn't look bad. They made a mistake or two, but they held in there. They didn't hang their heads. But since this game was a 21-6 Princeton lead, since that point, South has outscored a 9-0 team 41-7 in that amount of time. That's unthinkable, Randy.
Right.
The injured player is Brad Mosser. And that is why, in part, a hush has gone over this place. Mosser would be the second skilled player Princeton has lost to injury in this game. Markel Lowe, the talented running back, came out on the first offensive series of the ball game, and as Lowe was being helped off, not putting a lot of weight. He's putting a little bit of weight on each leg, but as he was being walked off, I got to give Eli Bartley a little bit of credit. He came over and kind of tapped him on the chest and wished him well. That was a very classy move on the part of Eli Bartley, recognizing the great player that Brad Mosser is. And again, he came into this game needing a little over 100 yards to have 1,000 on the season. So if not tonight, there he's walking on his own power now, jogging the rest of the way off the field. So if not tonight, hopefully he can come back at some point down the road and get to that 1,000-yard threshold. He's a great player. South has the offense on the field. Looks like they're going to go for two to push this lead to 21 with 1:46 to go in our third quarter. Patriots in their virtuoso performance of the season at 5-4, trying to knock off a 9-0 team. Two in the backfield. There's the snap to Colin Hayes. He looks to throw. Back right corner of the end zone. Taj Joyce, it's deflected and incomplete. Jump ball knocked away by Landon Dillon. The two-point drive fails First and three times tonight for Parkersburg South. 1:46 left, third quarter. South 47, Princeton 28. We're back in 30 on V96.9. Welcome back inside the coach's corner. We're joined by Parkersburg South head coach Nate Tanner. Coach, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Really tough one against Princeton. First off, your thoughts on the last play and what you were told by the officials, and then what did you turn around and say to your players?
Thoughts on the last play. It was very unfortunate what happened, what transpired. Brennan Kelly, he intercepted the pass. The referees told me it was dual possession. So the tie goes to the offensive player. After seeing the replay and steal shots and all that, they missed the call. I contacted the SSAC and the head of officials, sent all that stuff in, and they agreed the call was missed. So ultimately, we won the game, and I actually told our kids that as well. I told our kids I was very proud of them for going out and winning the game and beating a really, really good opponent. But at the same token, it's not going to go down in the record book as a win. And I said, life is not always fair, whether you're right or wrong. And that's just how it is sometimes. And moving forward, we just have to control what we can control.
It was a hard life lesson, but definitely a life lesson nonetheless. Eli Bartley was a man for you guys on Friday, 6 touchdown runs. He's had a couple of those games here in the back half of the season, which really put you all on his shoulders. What's allowed him to play at that high level in the last few weeks?
I think Eli, he's always had ability, but you know, whenever you have games like that, I think it comes from competitive maturity. And I think his mental and emotional toughness has increased as he's gone throughout his high school career. And you know, he's playing like a senior tailback that's getting a lot of opportunities, and he's really taking advantage of it. I'm real proud of him.
None of that happens if you don't get the Cole Middleton scoop and score early in the second quarter. That started a 41-7 run, where you guys were 5 touchdowns better than Princeton. How important was that play, and could you tell things changed?
Yeah, it was a huge play. I feel like the middle 24 minutes of that game, you know, second and third quarter, those two quarters, I feel like our kids were able to take their spirit a little bit, because physically our kids were getting after them pretty good. Some of their kids were going out because of cramps and other reasons. One kid went out, and him and their coaches made a complaint to the officials that the musket smoke was activating his asthma. I had never heard that before. So, you know, whenever you start getting stuff like that, you know you're taking a toll on your opponent.
It's been over a week now with uncertainty in what's going to happen with the playoffs, but now you have a clear direction. It's Washington at home in the first round on Saturday. Describe what this week has been like in your program.
This week and last week, there was a lot of uncertainty, so it's been real back and forth. We've had days where the energy was different. You could tell it was a little more difficult to keep everybody dialed in because, you know, you weren't sure who you were playing, when you were going to play them. But despite all that, I'm really proud of our kids and coaches. They've continued to show up and put out, and we're just really glad to be moving forward.
Has that been one of the more difficult parts, is keeping the focus at a time of the year that's already a little tough to keep focus?
Yes, most definitely, because we've been going at it for months now. And if you count the off season, I mean, there's been a lot of days, a lot of prep and a lot of work put into these moments. And, you know, it's disheartening when you get to this point in the season and you just kind of get the rug pulled out from under you to have so much uncertainty. So, yeah, it's made it more difficult.
Your thoughts on a home game, your thoughts on Washington?
Thoughts on the home game is we're ecstatic. You know, we're really excited. It's the seventh time in 57 years at our school where we've hosted a first-round playoff game. So we're really excited to be part of that. We've played that up, you know, try to, you know, make more history. Just really proud of our kids for that. But the next thing, as far as Washington goes, they're a solid football team. There's a reason that they're 7-3. Offensively, they spread you out. They like to chuck the ball around a lot. They got some good-looking skill kids. Their quarterback, he's about 6'6", got a good arm. Defensively, they play a lot of man and bring a lot of pressure. So we'll have our hands full with that. It's going to be a really competitive game. We're going to have to play well.
I know you like the idea of seeing a team you didn't see in the regular season.
Yes. I think anytime you get an unfamiliar opponent in the playoffs, that's an added advantage. I think whenever you get a common opponent that you played in the regular season, and especially if you beat them, it's really tough to beat them twice. So I think we're fortunate for that.
Playing on a Saturday afternoon, you did it recently against Lindsley, so not terribly strange. How will that experience help you get your players ready for the playoffs?
I think our kids will be fine with it. Like you said, we played at Lindsley on Saturday. A lot of our seniors have played Saturday playoff games before. They were a part of the 22 team that played for the state championship. You know, we're going to treat it like any other day. Obviously, it's not 7:30 at night, but we're just going to move forward the best we can, and it is what it is.
The opportunity to go play in the postseason and get into the tournament, now that it's here, what are your thoughts on how ready this team is for what comes next?
I think this team is very ready. We've played a gauntlet of a schedule. Our kids have played some of the best teams in West Virginia, and we've proven that we can play with those teams and even beat those teams. The last week of the season, we played Princeton, the number one AAA team in the state, and I think they'd be a top team in Quad A as well. Our kids won that game, but unfortunately it got taken away from them. So, like I said, our kids have proven that they can compete at the highest level despite who they're going against and despite having a lot of starters out with injuries. Our kids are gritty and they find a way.
As far as injuries, I'm glad you mentioned that a moment ago. Did the extra time off allow some people to get some more rest or to heal up that might not have been ready or as ready last week?
Yes. We'll have Kenzen Lutch-Mansing back, and we'll also have Kamara Jackson back this week. Aiden Swisher, he's out for the year because he tore his MCL and had to get surgery, but those other two are back.
Very good, Coach. Thank you for your time. Good luck this week.
All right. Thanks for having me.